Blackstone Audio presents Men of Fire, Grant, Forrest, and the Campaign That Decided the Civil War, by Jack Hurst. To Donna, with Love and Admiration. Requiem. It was a battle of the bulge, without overcoats. Its bloody snow constituted the tip of an iceberg of misery rarely paralleled in the annals of American military history. The struggle began with riverborne sailors getting boiled alive in the tin cans of the nation's first metal-clad navy, while their roaring cannons maimed and mangled volunteer artillerists in the gore-streaked mud of riverside earthworks. These opening salvos were followed by days of marching and floundering through ice and mud, charging and repelling with musket and bayonet, and trying to keep from dying in a fiery yet frozen hell. For nearly a month, sleet and snow and near-zero temperatures punctuated continual rain, freezing thousands of soaked and ill-clad men who couldn't build fires at night on windswept ridges or in watery trenches because of hundreds of pitiless sharpshooters. It was war at its most surreal, the blameless dying for the mistakes of the inept, in a tragedy climaxed by perhaps the most comically shameful surrender in U.S. history. And it culminated in mass municipal exodus as thousands of residents of Nashville, the first Confederate state capital to be recaptured, panicked, rioted, and ran after their retreating army in fear of a pillaging Union horde. The battles of Fort Henry and Fort Donelson, fought at the outset of 1862, split Dixie breast to bowel. They also yanked from obscurity two of America's most different and remarkable commanders of men, Ohio's impassive Ulysses S. Grant, the man who would ultimately win the Civil War, and Tennessee's mercurial Nathan Bedford Forrest,